VoiceTube Studio presents your favorite daily pronunciation challenge show. Join us now and improve your English listening and speaking skills. My name is Ken, and you're listening to the Pronunciation Challenge, bringing you something new just for you and only on VoiceTube. Hey folks, Ken here. Today we're going to learn a few different ways to express being very happy in English. Now obviously, the easiest one you can say is very happy or so happy. But come on, we all know that's elementary level. You surely didn't come to VoiceTube for that. Now for starters, instead of using the word happy, you can use words such as pleased, delighted. Or if you're extremely happy, you can use thrilled. For example, you can say, I'm pleased to be here today. Vicky is delighted with her new job. And of course, she was more than thrilled to be invited to the party. These are words that people use very commonly, which are great replacements for happy. Because, you know, we could sound a little dumb if we keep repeating happy, happy, so happy. But if you're using it in an essay, you want to sound a bit more sophisticated and well-educated. Here are some GRE-level vocabulary words for you. As I'm currently studying them myself, you can try using words such as ecstatic. John was ecstatic when he heard that he was going to be a father. Or elated, which sounds like the elate pudding you can buy if you visit Tainan. Very delicious. Makes you elated. So for example, you can say, she was elated to be selected for the National Olympic team. And last but not least, here's another word you can use, exhilarated. The people of Taiwan were exhilarated when Team Chinese Taipei won an Olympic gold medal. There's actually a bunch more vocabulary words to express being very happy. Leave me a comment down below if you want to learn some more. And finally, here's a pretty cool expression to tell people you're very happy, which is dead chuffed. Now, chuffed is an informal word, which means pleased or happy. For example, John was chuffed to see his old friend Tom again. And dead is a common way of saying really, which is an informal British English. We usually use dead before an adjective. For example, it's dead hot today, which means it's very hot today. So, after learning so many happy words, are you dead chuffed? Here's our sentence of the day. If you're really pleased about something, you can say, I'm dead chuffed. Once again, if you're really pleased about something, you can say, I'm dead chuffed. And now let's take a look at vocab we've got here. Actually, we've covered so many vocabulary words today, you can find them in the transcript section down below. Good news, folks! It seems that the CNN 10 show will be back next week. Good to have my old job back, bringing you something new and only on VoiceTube. This is Ken Miao, I'm dead chuffed, and I'll see you guys again next week.